Hello, I'm Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. In this program, Mohamed El-Aryan on how the IMF's official reserve asset, known as the SDR, could help boost the global economy.
You would buy and sell instruments denominated in SDRs. From a buyer's perspective, it's very clear. If you are a multinational, if your liabilities are in multiple currencies, part of risk mitigation is to be diversified. The SDR would be a less costly way of doing it.
The 2008 global financial crisis sparked a renewed interest in the role of the IMF's special drawing rights in the global economy. The topic was discussed during the IMF World Bank spring meetings held last month. Created more than 50 years ago, the SDR is an international reserve asset, its value based on a basket of five major currencies, and used only by IMF member countries to supplement official reserves. But Mohamed El-Aryan, chief economic advisor at Allianz and a former deputy director at the IMF, believes a greater role for the SDR in global markets could help strengthen the world economy. Reporter Mark Betancourt sat down with El-Aryan and asked him why this renewed interest in expanding the SDR's role when some would argue that it has fallen short of fulfilling its original function.
When people ask why, first they go to the original design element, that there were problems in its original design. There wasn't enough agreement as to what it's going to be. So it didn't take much time for the SDR to hit all sorts of political obstacles. There were practical obstacles to introducing a complicated currency at a time in which the dollar totally dominated international trade. And then finally, when push came to shove, when there was clearly a case for issuing it, there was reluctance among some major countries to do so. So it's one of these things which is a great idea that has never gained enough traction. And we are worse off because of that.
So when you say we are worse off, who are the losers? Who are not benefiting that should be from this project?
The global economy. So I would argue that both in the good times and in the less good times, the global economy is worse off than it would be otherwise. In the good times, you leave behind a certain amount of economic prosperity that you could capture from reducing inefficiencies in the system. It would cost countries, it would cost companies less to interact globally. Because you lower the need for self-insurance, you lower the cost of diversification. So in a global world that's growing, it would be an additional tailwind. Right. So what we've also discovered is during the bad time, we don't have as much resilience. And it's interesting that the renewed interest in the SDR is not by accident. It happened after the 2008 global financial crisis that almost tipped the world into a multi-year depression.
How would the SDR change or expand what it does now in order to address these things you're talking about?
So I think what the IMF is iterating towards is that it's not about piecemeal approach. It's about developing an ecosystem over time where the SDR is used both by the official sector and the private sector. In particular, there are three functions for the SDR. The traditional function, which is the official SDR, which is a currency that helps transfers between central banks. The second role is what's called the market role, where the SDR becomes more prominent in the marketplace, thereby reducing diversification challenges. And the third role is the unit of account that also would limit the volatility that's associated with being linked to a single currency. Now, ironically, the marketplace has moved to composite constructs. More and more people, for example, have moved away from trading single stocks to trading baskets of stocks.
Which is how the SDR works.
Which is how the SDR works, correct.
And so from a market perspective, what was the idea that the SDR would be part of the market, that people could actually trade on the value of it, or how was that intended to work?
Correct. You would buy and sell instruments denominated in SDRs. Now, from a buyer's perspective, it's very clear. If you are a multinational, if your liabilities are in multiple currencies, part of risk mitigation is to be diversified. So if you have a credible way of diversifying, it is less, the SDR would be a less costly way of doing it. So from the buyer side, it's very clear. From the issuer side, being China or being the World Bank, they have all issued, but also being companies that are funding. If your sources of revenues are international and not reliant on a single country, it makes sense to issue in a currency that's more international. Not only would you improve the functioning of the private sector by helping diversification, by reducing the need to self-insure, but also the private sector will start to make the business case for the SDR. The developmental case is there, but it requires government action. If you can also have other constituencies make the business case, then it facilitates enormously the development of something that ultimately, I think, is a win-win situation.
This seems like a big departure from the way things work now, and that the IMF is dealing directly with central banks. Obviously, this role would involve interacting with a lot of different stakeholders.
So what it would mean, most importantly, is a mindset evolution. I remember, and the fund has done this in the past. I remember when I joined the IMF in the early 80s, we were told you are not allowed to interact with any constituencies other than the government. You couldn't go to market participants to find out what markets are thinking. You couldn't explain to civil society what you are trying to do. You couldn't meet with local media to help validate what was going on. And with time, the IMF realized that while the interaction should remain mainly with governments, you can't ignore other stakeholders. So it was a mindset change that occurred. And I think you need a similar mindset change, which is that you cannot simply drive something that's desirable from the top. But you can do a lot in terms of encouraging the development of the market infrastructure, the payments and settlement process that enhances liquidity. You can do a lot in terms of overcoming information failure and branding problems. You can improve the way the SDR is valued. Today, the SDR is valued once a week. No one is going to trade in a composite currency. Now, there's no reason why the IMF couldn't value the SDR on a higher frequency basis. It just hasn't needed to, but there's no reason why it can't do it. So there's lots of little steps you can do. And I think if that mindset evolves, as I think it will, because it has evolved in other areas, then you will gain more traction than you have in the past.
That was Mohammed El-Aryan, Chief Economic Advisor at Allianz and former Deputy Director at the International Monetary Fund, discussing how the IMF's special drawing rights could play a bigger role in the global economy. You can watch the webcast of the IMF World Bank Spring Meeting seminar on the topic at imf.org. And if you like this podcast, you can subscribe on iTunes or on your favorite podcast app. Just search for IMF Podcasts.